Now as we offer our love and gratitude and eternal obedience to the beloved great cosmic presence known to us as the mighty silent watcher, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him, to pour forth everything that our love can give to him, and we ask it to go forth to carry the love and gratitude of the humanity of Earth for all that the sacred fire of his love has done for the people of this world down through the centuries. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may raise you one step higher into the acceptance of these greater powers that will bring you so much greater freedom in your outer experience life. This which I offer tonight is that in the stillness of the great, great silence, there abides always the full, eternal, divine pattern of everything that produces perfection. Now, in your outer experience life, suppose you want perfection in some outer activity. Your intellect may or may not know how to create that perfection by physical means. But I assure you, physical means are not the only way of creating perfection. If the physical means were the only way of manifesting perfection, then everything in infinite space would be physical manifestation. But I assure you, and I want you to feel this, that when you want perfection in your outer activities, turn back to your beloved I Am presence, and as you practice sending your flame of love to it and the ascended host, don't fail to ask that your presence and the ascended host pour forth through you what they know, the way to produce perfection that they know you can use at this time in outer conditions. Now, sometime in the future, you might be able to use other ways and means of producing perfection. But try to remember that you never live any time except this immediate instant. So you are always living in the eternal now. The moment before has passed, the one ahead has not yet come. So you only live this immediate moment. But if you ask your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to pour into you what will enable you to produce perfection in your outer affairs, the way they know you can do it at this time, with the present development of your faculties, you will always do the thing the most harmonious way, and therefore whatever you are creating will produce the greatest perfection and therefore bring the greatest joy back to you. So it is well to look ahead and accept the perfection of the ascended host already released in this world. It is well to look ahead and anticipate the full perfection of sacred fire mastery, which will be yours in the ascension. But just at present, you have to handle outer world conditions as they exist now by your own faculties already developed are brought into outer use. So when you ask the presence, Ambient Center host, to fill you with what they know will enable you to create perfection now with the tools, so to speak, that you have at hand, there will always come into your outer use that which will fulfill your constructive desires, make them possible of manifestation, and yet everything will be a natural, normal, constructive, protected way of accomplishing that which fulfills the divine plan and manifests perfection in your outer experiences for you to use. Because if you're going to produce perfection out here, then you must use it after you've created it. And then when you ask for whatever you produce to be kept invincible against all evil, there can come, my loved ones, such blessings to you as to simply make the outer world marvel at the glories and the joy and the ease with which you can move in outer world conditions and have the perfection that to the outer world may be another half century before it manifests. You can live in a world of your own, perfected by the Ascended Host. And when you happily and with no reserve say to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, give me what you want me to have and what you know I need the most right now to do that which needs to be done to solve my present problems and to prevent all others. Then, my dear ones, on your own heart's flame of love, there comes back into you the greater powers of your higher mental body and the Ascended Host, who will loan you many of their powers by their enfolding radiance to enable you to accomplish things that will positively astound yourselves. This is the way you take out of existence the work, so to speak, of everyday activities. You can just as well have happiness in daily activity as what the outer world calls work and strain and struggle. And strain and struggle only exist because you do not go back to the presence first and give it the life of the outer self, enough of its energy, qualified with love and gratitude, to the presence and the Ascended Host to enable the flow of the sacred fire, which always produces perfection, to come into you, illumine you, hold control of your energy, keep it purified and harmonized, and then pour into the condition from the higher mental body whatever will enable perfection to manifest there for you. We want so much, precious ones. We want so much to give you these things from our octave that will make your pathway easier, that will lift your limitations and your problems, that will give you these greater powers to accomplish what needs to be done with always with invincible success and joy and victory and freedom from interference or delay or the intrusion of destructive forces that would take away from you your own creation. This will enable you to live above the conditions of the outer world, just as if you were in the octave of light instead of down here in the physical experience world of mankind's daily discord. I do not mean you're going to take right off and levitate and live in the octave of light. Not yet. But you will find, as your attention goes to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, our divine way of doing things comes into you and fills you with the habits and the activities that can only give you happiness, can only produce perfection, and are always in perfect, balanced action. You can't do anything fanatical or out of balance. When you fill yourselves with the sacred fire presence of your beloved I Am and the Ascended Host, and command that the world around you be filled with the violet consuming flames, victory, the sacred fire blessings of eternal perfection, and the ever-expanding strength of the light in yourselves, and the power and perfection of the light in your affairs and the world around you, that ever repel destructive conditions. And I assure you, the hordes of evil, the hordes of destruction, are terribly afraid of the sacred fire. They are afraid always of the fire element. And the sacred fire, they know very well, is their master. Therefore, if you are clothed in the sun presence of what your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host know that you need at this time to make you invincibly strong enough in the light and with the light to do what you need to do out here to produce perfection, you will, my dear ones, begin to live the divine way of life. When we observe the world and see the constant re-embodiment of life streams to go through the turmoil and the strain and the struggle and the suffering for no reason in the universe except that the outer self will not send its love back to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and let the divine way of life and the divine powers of life come into the outer self and be the activity that releases individuals in the experienced life from the discord of centuries of creation. You, by your attention to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and your calling the violet consuming flame into action, can release yourselves in a few years from habits and a momentum of creation under which you have struggled many embodiments, by the acceptance in the feeling world that you could not do these greater things. Charge yourselves with the Ascended Master's acceptance of your own mighty I Am Presence, full control of the outer self. If we accept that for you, then our feeling of our love for you will quiet the outer, so you can more easily receive what the higher mental body can do in you and through you and around you and for you. We long so much to enfold you sometimes in our greater powers and the use of some of the blessings that we have so naturally in our octave of existence. But we may not increase the power around you beyond the strength of the light within you of your own life streams to stand against that which would misuse the blessing you bring into the outer if you do not protect them or if you do not take your mastery over destructive conditions by your own conscious command and use of the sacred fire. Our way of life, I assure you, is a harmonious, comfortable, happy way of life. And we would like to have the whole world filled with our way of life and experiment with the peace and the silence of the Ascended Master's octave until the outer selves of mankind could feel what the power of our love to life can bring into manifestation in the outer world. And since mankind has forgotten how to live our way, you, together with those of us who are pouring forth the perfection of the new cycle in the use of the violet consuming flame, you can be the vanguard and show the rest of mankind how the Ascended Masters can pour in and around you that which creates the greater perfection. And we hope you may be the vanguard of the greater civilization, the magnificent beauty and perfection which is already designed to come into existence for your use and the use of the world around. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, one more thing. Don't hesitate. Don't forget. When things become disturbing in the outer conditions around you, to call to your beloved I Am Presence and to us to fill you with the inner essence of the violet flame silence. Just ask that the inner essence of the violet flame silence comes into you and silences everything that would connect you with discord in the outer world. Then the violet flame set into action would much more quickly consume your own distress or anything you have created that might be the cause of some of the discord. I hope with all my heart that those under this radiation will call forth and use every power of the sacred fire that will produce perfection in you and then fill the world around you with the perfection of the sacred fire that reveals our mastery over manifestation. We can only do for mankind what we do through mankind. Therefore, we can only do for you what you will give us the opportunity to do in you. And each one of the seven mighty Elohim has a special service to give to your life and has offered in and around you our powers of the sacred fire that you may begin to use them in the outer world to master conditions that have limited you in the past. You must surely realize that all manifestation comes forth from the heart of the great, great silence. Therefore, to fill yourselves with the inner essence of the violet flame silence will bring such peace within your emotional world, and it will hold control of the energy in your feeling, so you will not be so easily disturbed. And one day you can get this to such power that nothing in the universe around you can cause one wave of pressure of discord inside of you. The beloved Master Moria, and the experience he had with some of those who came to the retreat for his assistance, instructed his students always and said, you must have such control of your feeling world that if something discordant happens around you, there won't be the flicker of an eyelash in you, in your world. That's what it means to hold the sacred fire mastery inside of yourselves by the violet flame silence. And dear ones, until you begin to experiment with this and understand what power is within it, you cannot believe the peace that will be yours. And in that peace will come the complete control of outer conditions around you. So the violet flame control of your own feeling world until you have peace within that nothing can disturb will bring you a blessing more valuable than everything in the world. You cannot imagine what freedom of life you will not only feel, but act out in your daily experience as you command the outer self filled with the inner essence of the violet flame silence. In that is the stillness that brings ease to the feeling. The inner essence strengthens the power to hold peace within. And the power of the light expansion from the higher mental body will flow through that violet flame into outer world conditions around you and control them, because the very light as it moves into them will change everything into its own perfection. This is the way you give your higher mental body freedom in the outer self enough to come in and control your affairs to the place where the outer world cannot impose upon you the destruction that is whirling everywhere, generated by human creation. We are offering you this tonight for protection, for greater health, for greater harmony, that you may be a magnet to draw greater supply into your outer use, that you may carry greater responsibilities and carry them with ease and power of perfection and security. And it is well worth every effort you will ever make to attain it. And every effort you make, I will amplify 100-fold if you make that effort now. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, the way I will amplify whatever you do in the acceptance of this is because already there is a flame of my life and my love in your own brain structure. So I have all the ways and means already established in connection with your life to amplify everything that you do in the fulfillment of this call and in your demand for the inner essence of the violet flame silence to be master in you. And the higher mental body take command of your affairs and the world around you. Then we can enfold you in our powers of blessing to the rest of the nation and the world. And you will go forward strong enough to take greater responsibility and at the same time hold your protection against the intrusion of destructive forces. So it is blessing without limit. And it is sacred fire mastery over the conditions in this world which must be purified, must be perfected, and must be raised and used for the freedom and purification of the entire world. We would much prefer to purify the earth and all upon it by this activity of the sacred fire than to have the powers of nature arise in rebellion against mankind's frightful impurity and bury her opponent. The powers of nature do not have to do that, unless mankind will not listen. And if we can get you to listen, who knows what the cosmic law might do to produce manifestations of the sacred fire that will enable mankind to reach up and desire to do likewise in order to be free from the distress that otherwise would engulf the individual. Dispensations beyond belief can be given if there are enough of those who are awakened to this law to give this cooperation to us, that we may use cosmic powers for the greater purification and freedom of the people of this nation, and that there may be the anchorage within this nation of the purity that is the power to control and command the rest of the world's human creation to be consumed and the life in individuals are awakened to the obedience that is freedom in the great use of a violent consuming flame. There are many channels that are nearing some understanding of the violent consuming flame. And as time goes on, we will expand through those channels as much as possible our illumining activities of the violet consuming flame. But you may have boundless help in the use of it long before the outer world begins to awaken to what can be done through its use. Then truly, you as the family of beloved Saint Germain's violet flame freedom will understand what it means by your own conscious effort and your call to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, what it means to bring violet flame freedom into yourselves, into your affairs, into your loved ones, into your nation, into the world, and in that constant expanding release of its presence comes mighty beloved victory's victory. He has promised, he has commanded, he has the power to manifest, and he will fulfill his mighty command to the earth. And I stand with him, as do the others of the seven mighty Elohim, to intensify and release the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame, which we all control and can project without any limit whatsoever, everywhere throughout the world. So your violet flame freedom is no figment of anyone's imagination. Charge it into yourselves and command the inner essence of the violet flame silence to be the strength and mastery in you that controls everything around you, harmoniously, victoriously, invincibly, all-powerfully, and go forward and experiment with the use of your own sacred fire mastery over yourselves first, and then over your affairs, and then the amplification of that will be taken up by the ascended host and expanded to the mental and feeling world of mankind and the atmosphere of earth. And you can be of unlimited assistance in the effort to free mankind as much as we may at this time from the shadows of human selfishness. May you go forward, and the limitless legions of the angelic host who direct the violet consuming flame to the earth ever attend you and give you of their boundless blessings until your victory is revealed in yourselves and through and around you, and none may deny it because it's master of all. Thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved silent watcher, and the limitless legions of the sacred fire who minister to the people of earth, accept our love, our gratitude, and our eternal obedience. We offer our gratitude in the name of the rest of humanity. May there come the awakening which the violet flame silence can bring with such power that its love is irresistible and its victory invincible, eternal, and assured. The brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. glorify as quickly that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world, that wherever we abide, the sacred fire of mastery takes its dominion, clears our way, holds command, and keeps those under this radiation eternally untouched by anything that is of human creation, till all stand ascended and free. And we thank thee, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we require the most to make us the violet flame, sacred fire mastery over all in this world as quickly and as powerfully and as invincibly as possible, now and forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty silent watcher. We thank all the rest of the seven mighty Elohim and all who direct the violet consuming flame to the earth. Fill us with everything you know we require to make us the victory of that violet consuming flame in every outer activity until the cosmic law takes its dominion everywhere in this world for eternity. And we thank thee. And the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us all individually and collectively with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress enough violet consuming flame, inner essence, and cosmic sacred fire mastery to blaze its victory in such cosmic onrush. No human thing can be allowed to survive anywhere for any reason as long as eternity lasts. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Donna Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accomplices, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit. We offer to beloved mighty silent watcher, asking him and all the seven mighty Elohim to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charge it with the one mighty stroke of all the violet consuming flames, inner essence, required into and around and to those under this radiation to forever put an end to all connection with the discord of the outer world and maintain the ascended master's violet flame mastery over all in this world till we all stand ascended and free. And to all of God in the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire, and especially the victory of the violet flame silence to come into and around those under this radiation and take its dominion, and then blaze its victory everywhere throughout America and the world for eternity. We thank you.